Have you ever been in a rut and feel like you need some help getting out of it? Maybe you looked up some kind of motivational blog post or read a self-help book or two or three. According to Research and Markets, the U.S. self-help book industry was worth about $9.9 billion in 2016. By 2022, it's predicted to go up to $13 million. But our next guest says he found inspiration in a different place in podcast form. And he says lots and lots of other people are too. Jason Diamond is a writer whose work has appeared in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, NPR, and elsewhere. He's the author of Searching for John Hughes, or Everything I Thought I Needed to Know About Life I Learned from Watching 80s Movies. He wrote a piece about podcasts for the Wall Street Journal. Jason, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, in your piece, you share your story. Jason, you were in a place where you needed a little something, motivation, self-help. What was going on?
You know, I've been meditating for well over a decade now. It was something I just kind of started. I like to joke that I just kind of got into it. Like, I started reading about meditation. I didn't go to any classes or anything, and I kind of cobbled together this practice of my own, and it actually started to really help. You know, my anxiety went down. I was diagnosed with ADHD when I was a kid, and I still have it as an adult, and I've tried to find ways to sort of remedy that, and meditation, you know, just really benefited me in ways that I can't honestly, I can't say enough about it. But at some point I'd hit this rut with it, and I could not sit still. I couldn't, you know, thoughts would pass through my head and I just start dwelling on them. And I'm like, this isn't supposed to happen. And I found this podcast by Dan Harris, who is on, I believe, ABC News, called 10% Happier. And listen to one episode, and you know, they talk about what an imperfect thing it is meditating. Like, there's no perfect, you're not going to have perfection from sitting down and breathing. Things happen, and it was like the ball in Indiana Jones. It just started rolling down. I started looking for more podcasts, and
we talked to Dan Harris when he came out with that book 10% Happier before he had the podcast, and he's kind of an unlikely diplomat for the meditation world. Is that kind of the appeal of the podcast world, though? You get a perspective not from the maybe the expert or the professional or the smooth talker, but from somebody who's just kind of a person?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I really like, it was funny, I did not know that about self-help books, like how big of an industry it is, but I picked up some of them in the past, and I'd watch some of this stuff online. The guys with the headset microphones talking about, you know, the power of positivity and all that stuff. And it just always seemed really off to me, and it didn't appeal to me personally. And I know, talking to a lot of my friends who kind of feel the same way, who listen to these podcasts, it was sort of the same thing. And, you know, Dan, you know, talking to him for the piece and listening to him every week, he just seems like a really down guy. Like, he's not really trying to sell you anything. He's really genuinely interested in this, and he's learning as he goes along. And so I think that's sort of like the podcast that I tend to really gravitate towards, is where you can kind of tell the hosts are getting just as much out of it as the listeners.
Now, we'll get into some of the other individual podcasts you checked out, but once you had opened the door to this self-help podcast world, did you find there's a lot of stuff out there?
Yeah. I mean, you know, even like, I would listen to, you know, certain podcasts. Like, I listened to Outside Magazine has a podcast, and they had a really great episode, like, not too, like, pretty recently, actually, about just about wellness, not just wellness, but like mindfulness and the outdoors. And I was like, oh, cool. This is another avenue into this for me. This is great. But yeah, there's everything from like hardcore Buddhist podcast to, I really like this. It doesn't fall under the self-help rubric, but this one called Philosophize This. I really enjoy philosophy, but it's really kind of hard to get entrenched in a great philosophical book. It's not my thing, but this, the host whose name I'm forgetting, I apologize, he does a really great job of explaining these things, and I feel a little bit more enlightened when I walk away having listened to it. And I'm finding there's a lot of stuff out there online that I'm not totally a big fan of, but podcasts, I feel like, for the most part, are actually doing us a service in a lot of ways.
Now, there's two groups of listeners out there, I assume, right now, Jason. Some people are like, yeah, podcasts, I'm into them all the time. And then some people are like, do what now? For the people who are thinking, hey, I like this idea of self-help talks, that I can go and check out. How do they open the door into that world of podcast listening?
You know, I think I tried to give a good breakdown in my piece of the ones that I like to listen to, because I think I have a very kind of like, you know, like I said, I don't want anybody trying to sell me anything. You know, I want to just kind of dip my toes in it. But I honestly find, and I hate to say this, in our celebrity-driven culture, the podcasts that had names of people I knew were really – that kind of drew me in a little bit, because, like, for instance, Dan had a number of tech people and musicians and writers – or, excuse me, actors and writers that I liked. And I'm like, oh, this seems interesting. These people that I wouldn't think of talking about meditation. You know, so that was a really big in for me. And another one that I really like is The Minimalists, and I'd happened to have stumbled upon their documentary on Netflix, and I am in no way, shape, or form a minimalist. I am surrounded by books and records and pairs of sneakers that I absolutely love, but I do feel like they listening to them has really benefited me. So,
Drop some other names of ones that you've checked out and either worked for you and you found they helped you with motivation or with meditation or whatever, or maybe some ones that weren't a good match for you, but you think other people might be interested in checking out.
One I really like that I just started listening to, I believe it's Slate. Slate has a bunch of podcasts, the website Slate, and it's called How to Raise a Parent. And I'm not a parent yet, but I did find this really interesting. You know, it talks about basically all the things we as adults could learn from children. And I find children fascinating. You know, they're funny. They're a little messy. They scream a lot in public. But I generally like kids. But I didn't really think to myself, man, I could really learn so much from little kids. And everything from just, like, you know, trying to, like, find that enthusiasm that you had when you were a kid to just that fearlessness that kids tend to have. It really got me thinking about that. And I'm like, you know what? I do kind of, you know, I'm 39. I'm not going to, like, obviously go climb a tree and whatever kids do these days. But I did really kind of get a lot out of that one. But yeah, then I also listened to the Hardcore Self-Help podcast. That's by, a doctor, Dr. Robert Duff. And I really thought that one really motivated me a lot. I was really kind of surprised. I wasn't sure how I would take listening to a doctor talk about it. I thought it would be too clinical, but he really does a great job. He's really engaging and it's really fun.
Now, for some people, self-help is something that's a phrase they like. They're going to reach out for it. For other people, self-help is a red flag. It might conjure images of kind of a rah-rah booster. And as you said, and buy my product to help out. It seems like you're getting a different feel from the podcast world.
Yeah, it's like I said, I feel like I'm going into this conversation by saying I meditate, which I feel like when I tell people I meditate, then they think I'm going to start opening up some, like, conversation about, like, my new age spirituality and all these, like, heavy things. But I am definitely not that kind of person. So when I'm looking for something to kind of, like, guide me or sort of inspire me, I'm looking for something that's sort of entertaining, you know, not too, like, funny and tongue in cheek, but something that I'm going to get really engaged in. And, you know, I don't want the heavy, you know, buy these crystals and, you know, do this, do that. I just want a conversation. I want things that kind of I could take away and to kind of chew on for the rest of the day. Nothing too heavy. And that's what really draws me to a lot of these.
In just our last few minutes, Jason, you started looking for these podcasts for a reason. Do you feel like they helped you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been meditating twice a day again. You know, and I have my on days, I have my off days, we all do, but it's nice to have these groups of these people who I kind of now could just have in my ears kind of, you know, not talking to me, but they're giving me something. And I feel like, especially in this day and age when there's just so much negativity out there, it's really nice to have something positive to look forward to every day.
Jason, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Jason Diamond, writer and author of the book Searching for John Hughes. We talked to him about a piece he wrote in the Wall Street Journal about podcasts. He says they're a new site for self-help books for stressed Americans and a little different than the self-help industry you may know and love or not.